First Baptist Church. Welcome to Monday's edition of our Focus on God Daily podcast. My name is Jeremy, and we will be looking at Philippians chapter 2 today. Now, Philippians chapter 2 is packed full of good verses and good ideas and just lots of content. And so we're just going to quickly hit a few of those concepts today. I want to first look at the first couple of verses in the chapter. It says, "So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy." Now, that's kind of a rhetorical if. You know, we know that from Christ, there's all of these things. There's encouragement, love, affection, sympathy. We know that there's participation in the Spirit. So we know that the answer to this if is yes, there is these things. And so then he gives us a command in verse 2. It says, "Complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind." Now, that's a lot harder than it sounds. We're supposed to have the same attitudes as our fellow believers. We're supposed to follow the same commands. We're supposed to live a pleasing life. Now, that doesn't mean we all have the same opinions. Not everyone's going to be a baseball fan or a football fan, or not everyone's going to enjoy watching the Houston Astros, or not everyone's going to enjoy going on a bike ride. But we should all have the same attitude that we're going to look out for other people's interests, as it says later, and that we're going to be obedient to Christ, that we're going to do these things without grumbling and complaining, that daily we're going to work out our salvation. This is the attitude that we're supposed to have. And so while our opinions may differ on different things, we should be united in our attitude. Our attitude should be one of love. The great commandment says we'll love our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Well, that's the attitude that every single believer should be united in, is that love of God. But also says we're to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, that we're not supposed to look out only for our own interests, but to look out for theirs also. And so we see that this is the attitude that we have. And my question to you, the self-reflection that I think that each one of us should undertake today, is do we have the right attitude? Are we in one mind with our fellow believers? Are we united in that spirit? Are we united in love? And so it goes on to talk about humility. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant. That's the attitude we're supposed to have. Do we think that we are the best? Do we think that we're above service, that we're above other people? Well, we're about to see here that we're supposed to have the same mind among ourselves, which is in Christ, right? Christ, who was in the form of God, but did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but instead emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Do we serve others? God came down to serve us. Are we above service? I surely hope not. It says about obedience. That's another question for you today. Are you obedient? Are you obedient to your shepherds? Are you obedient to Lord God? Are you obedient to the commands of Christ? Christ was obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. And so we should at least show some minor obedience. Don't lie, don't gossip. Go out and evangelize. Do we fulfill his commands? Do we do as we're told? And it goes on to say down in verse 12 that we're supposed to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. You know, we all made a profession of faith, and we believe as Baptists, once saved, always saved. But that is not the end of it. We are to continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. That doesn't mean that we're going to lose our salvation. That doesn't mean that our eternity is no longer guaranteed. But it means that we're supposed to continue striving for this unity, this obedience, this humility, this love daily. And then one verse that I wish I could skip over because I love to grumble and complain is verse 14. It says, "Do all things without grumbling or complaining, so that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked generation among whom you shine as lights." Well, that's my question for you today. Do you shine as lights? Or does your attitude, your unlovingness, your grumbling, your complaining hurt your testimony? Do we love our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ? Do we love our neighbors? Or do we spend more time grumbling and complaining about others and what we have to do and the commands of God than being obedient and being humble. Well, I think you have a lot to think about from today's chapter. It tells us to be in the same mind, it tells us to be humble, to be obedient like Christ was obedient, it tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, it tells us not to grumble or complain. These are a lot of things you should reflect upon in your life. Are you humble? Are you obedient? Do you grumble? Do you complain? Do you rest on the laurels of your past, or do you work today for the faith? So as I close us in prayer, I just want you to dwell upon those and think about how you need to apply this to your life. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this word. Thank you for your example of obedience and humility and love and service. And just let us all be of one mind, a mind of service, a mind of love, a mind of humility. We just ask that you continue to watch over us as Christians, watch over us as the church, and that you just continue to help us love others as you love us, Lord. We just ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.